Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys and gals, this is your favorite radio voice guy, and now for America's number one tech socialite and her very own real-life rocket scientist, yes, he is a scholar and a gentleman, it's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. They talk everything from nanotech to blogging, making technology palatable for everyday people. Ladies and gents, let's hear it for them. Yeah!
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. He went to bed, he bumped his head, he couldn't get up in the... Happy birthday to us. Listen, we didn't get to celebrate our birthday 2 weeks ago. We had some technical difficulties and some emergencies and all sorts of things. We didn't celebrate, so we're going to celebrate today. It's our birthday. Happy birthday to us. Cairo Queen Taste of Technology with co-host.
That's right.
Nope, the host. Juarez Jackson.
Uh-huh.
I cleaned it up. And today, we're going to be joined by our old co-host, Steve Brown, who just happens to be the CEO and inventor of Stimstars and a whole bunch of other companies. We're going to bring him on after the commercial break. But, oh my gosh, Juarez is here, ladies and gentlemen. Where on earth are you? Are you still in Atlanta, or did you go somewhere else on earth?
Well, I am definitely in Atlanta right now. And, it's raining over here, too.
Happy birthday.
Definitely happy birthday to us and anybody out here who is celebrating life, liberty, and the pursuit of everything good.
Yeah, it's our birthday. It is the anniversary of our birth. Cairo Queen Taste of Technology, at Steve Brown, at Juarez Jackson, at plus Robin. Robin Howard, of course, is the foundation of the show. So thank Robin, of course. Robin Howard, ladies and gentlemen, our sound engineer, and our wonderful sponsor. She's the only reason why we're able to do this, so we want to thank her every single week. And then we want to get to the fact that I am now in the Pokemon Go zone. What about you? Have you heard all the negative things that have happened with Pokemon Go?
Oh, you mean the people getting ran over, the people are getting robbed,
and
more importantly, the invasion of privacy that people continue to let themselves be a part of. Pokemon,
yeah.
No. I did, however.
Yeah, Pokemon, well, no. That's how we heard.
Yeah,
Pokemon,
I was actually retweeted by Pokemon. So funny enough that Pokemon Go actually retweeted one of my tweets when I talk about them. So shout out for them for bringing me some followers.
Wait, it's funny because they did the same thing to me. They have the artificial intelligence bot. So the AI bot is retweeting everything that mentions them. So I actually put up a video where people were talking about how Pokemon was a tool of Satan. I saw a video, and it was talking about, but if you think about it, and I told people, I said, Pokemon is battling demons. I said, and the pun being you're battling your demons on Pokemon. So now you're putting your demons out into the public for you to battle them in public. I thought that was an interesting spin. So the little monsters are demons, and you're battling the demon in augmented reality in public. And people are walking off cliffs fighting with one another. Steve will probably elaborate on that because he actually found the article on that. But walking off cliffs battling each other's demons in public and getting shot by police battling demons in the car. So, whoa, all the stigma applied to that. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh,
Pokemon,
man, I was
no,
actually
no.
I was on the highway driving down from Kentucky last week, and I actually saw people on the side of the road playing what I thought was Pokemon Go on the highway, on the side of the road.
I wouldn't
so,
doubt it.
This madness
I
has got
it.
To stop.
$14 billion, or was it $14 billion in 4 days? That's insanity. I didn't download
exactly.
it, by the way. Did you? I didn't download it.
Oh, no.
I love games, but I just decided not to battle my demons in public because I thought about that, and I was like, that is just, meh. This doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
Yep, well, the privacy issue is what we already talked about as far as, you know, there's just
that.
Allowing, anytime you allow your, I mean, there's a lot of even conspiracy theories out there that are saying that Pokemon Go is an invention of the CIA, and you have now allowed them to come into your phone. But whoever is the real creator of Pokemon Go, it's brilliant because they have now allowed people to use what they think is a game to in order to take over basically their phones. They're able to control your camera at any time, whether you're playing the game or not. That's what you sign up to. And you're able to basically get people's information at any time. So, brilliant.
I mean, it really is. I mean, just wherever you go, and then you're directing to connecting your network, you're able to literally take a photo of everything around you. That's crazy. In real time. So
in real time.
Now you're creating a place where everybody around you is unsafe as well. So, it's interesting.
So think about this. They actually, Google has to pay people to actually drive around in a car and map out different areas. Now you have said, with this game, I'm basically allowing everywhere that I go to be mapped for free. Brilliant.
For free. Stop giving away our money, everybody. Let's charge these people. They're charging us.
Right.
So what else has happened in technology in the last week since I've spoken to you? I missed you. I missed talking to you. I did talk to you once.
Well, the biggest thing that happened to me is actually seeing how much I was a honoree at the teachersofatlanta.com conference that happened this past Sunday. So I was in town and I was being honored at Teachers of Atlanta. I want to shout out all the Teachers of Atlanta honorees who were this just blew my mind by how much things that people are into as far as STEM-related and really trying to help our kids to become engineers and scientists. So big shout-out to Teachers of Atlanta. It was just such a impactful conference. I was able to network with some very powerful people who, you know, they really, as teachers, they didn't have to be there on a Sunday, but they spent their Sunday talking about strategizing ways to bring more technology and impact schools that are not only, you know, doing well, but underserved. So really how we can take our teaching from a national level to the next level, because we all know that as Americans, we are behind when it comes to education and technology and the application of technology to our everyday schools. So great information and great forward thinking from a lot of people, and just great time together with some educators and some business owners to talk about education. So very powerful weekend for me.
If you all don't realize, this is Warren's favorite subject, STEM education. He is a very big pusher for this, which is a great tie for this show, since we're going to bring on the CEO for STEM Stars, C. Brown, and we're going to talk about online education and some other platforms that he has. But
This, ironically, ladies and gentlemen, Suarez goes in, and Suarez is being humble. Ladies and gentlemen, Suarez is a celebrity. People fall at Suarez's feet, okay? Suarez is a dynamic speaker, and people love to hear him talk. So when he gets in and he starts explaining, I don't know if anybody saw the video that we ran out there for Suarez's class on Thursday that's coming out, where you actually get to have your children learn from a real rocket scientist. And if you want to order one, everybody can take home a robot. So we have a program at Microsoft on Thursday, 4 p.m., Microsoft Store number 14, Buckhead, inside Linux Mall. And Suarez Jackson, the rocket scientist and a gentleman, will actually literally be teaching your children, your family. This is designed for your family to get together and learn about robotics. It's like a foreign language. If you can't speak it when you get home, you kind of forget what it says. So take time for your family to get involved in the learning of robotics. Why? Because everybody's going to have to do it eventually anyway. Why not be ahead of the game? I mean, we are going to have to. They're coming whether you want them to or not. So learn about it. Learn how to tear them apart. Learn how to tear them apart. That's a great thing to learn about technology. We might need somebody to be able to go in and dissolve robots or tear them down like an iRobot. So think about that. Anyway, what else happened this week in technology? Because we want you all to be there, too, on Thursday. Tickets are not that expensive. You can get them online on our Nubby link. We'll talk about Nubby in a minute. What's happening in technology around the globe? I've seen, like, all sorts of craziness. Any news stick out to you this week? Other than major Pokemon news? Is Wara still with us? Is Wara still with us? Well, anyway, so what we'll do now, we'll go on a commercial break. We'll come back and find out what happened to Wara. If it's okay with Robin, we're going to go ahead off to the commercial break a little bit early, and we'll come right back after this commercial segment. I'm going to give you a rundown of some quick news and technology, but ironically, I might actually wait, because let me tell you who's really good at this news and technology thing. This is what Steve used to be really good at on the show, bringing us all the latest stuff in technology and blowing our minds. So we'll do a quick 5 minutes of what's up in news with Steve when he comes on. And no worries, we can't hear you anymore. So we'll bring you right back after the commercial break. If you guys can hear me, call in. 343-9769 is the number you have to call, but you have to press number 1 in order to speak on air. Anybody out there listening, if you want to speak on air, you dial 347-633-9769. That's 347-633-9769. And then you press number 1 in order to speak on air. If you want to talk to our guests, you want to ask any questions, you want to give us any comments, we are waiting on you. So go ahead, hit the number, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, ladies and gents. This is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen@gmail.com. That's cairoqueen@gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join a part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen, Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
Are you in need of a high-quality video for your next event, your single, or your business? Well, you're in luck. TC Productions will give you a high-quality video for an affordable price. For more information, call 678-744-3908 or visit www.tcpvid.com. And if you're an indie artist, TC Productions is offering a high-quality viral music video for only $150. That's right, only $150. Call and set up your appointment today. www.tcpvid.com or 678-744-3908.
And now it's time for the hottest news in technology brought to you by two of the coolest people on the face of the planet, Kylo Queen and Warren Jackson. And
that's
Warren
right.
Jackson has made it back to the show. He went to a vacation break and he circled around the planet. We're back.
That's right. Hello.
And we actually have our former co-host, Steve Brown, who is joining us, and we'll say, we hear you, Steve, is now the CEO for STEMstars at stemstars.org, online learning platform, and so many other things. It's great to have you back, 2 years later?
A little bit sooner than that.
2-3 years later? It's good to have you back. Steve, I said before we get started, we're going to turn around. Oh, yeah. Say hi. Meet Warren. Warren.
Hey,
okay,
Warren.
Wait,
how you doing?
Who doesn't understand what's happening?
Doing good.
I am in the middle of my two hosts. So Steve was the host that started the show with me, and Warren is the second host. So now we have the two of them on at the same time. It's like a Cairo Queen sandwich.
I'm not even going to go anywhere close to that, Steve. I don't know what she's talking about over there.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then. So, stemstars.org.
Wait, before we get on STEMstars and get to Steve, like you used to do, run down the hottest things in tech in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, there's so much going on. I don't know if y'all noticed, but there's a lot of changes going on Facebook, and Facebook is really trying to compete with Snapchat. So I know y'all probably seen some of that, like changes in your timeline and all of these new features like disappearing encrypted messages on Facebook, and you know how they're trying to change things in your news feed, and how Facebook is changing how they're delivering ads to people and how they're delivering, you know, brands to people. So, you know, it's a lot going on between this Facebook and Snapchat. I guess you could say, competition or business type of back and forth that they're doing. But you notice Snapchat isn't really changing to accommodate for Facebook. Facebook is having to change for Snapchat, which makes a lot of people see. You know, Facebook has some serious competition now going on, because a lot of people, you know, also too, one of the reasons why they've been doing that is, Facebook has changed how people have been changing how they share on Facebook. Facebook is saying that that they're sharing what people are sharing on Facebook is down 25%, and people are saying that that's primarily because of Snapchat. So that is very interesting to take a look at, because a lot of people say, you know, Facebook could never have any competition. You know, Twitter was up there, and you know, Instagram was up there, and you know, nobody really peaked the way Facebook has. But, you know, Snapchat has come in and really kind of like really done a number on on Facebook's users. So that's very interesting. Like I said, you're seeing a lot of changes on Facebook based on Snapchat. And y'all talked about a lot of things going on with Pokemon, and some of the things too, I'd say like Android and iOS, that battle is still very heavily fought out. Android has been winning patents from Apple. They just won a $1 billion patent from Apple Yeah, the Apple. Yeah, I know. Right? All the Android supporters. So that's a major win for Android, and a lot of things happening. In real time connectivity, and also too a lot of things going on in education. I know we're going to touch on that, but the huge push in STEM and all of the money that's being poured into STEM products, STEM initiatives and education
right.
initiatives and things like that. So it's so much going on in technology constantly, and I guess this is a good way to plug my new website. I hadn't really talked about it. But this is a good time to talk about my new website called DigiLife, and DigiLife.
Where I made the front page with my blog this week.
That's right, you sure did. She talked about women in technology, and she got a nice featured spot on DigiLife, and that's DigiLife.co, and that's LYFE.co. So. We're covering news and technology and science and all the great things happening all around us in the digital world. So there's so much going on we can talk about. But it's a great time to be in technology. Things happening with Elon Musk and Tesla and all of this stuff and just so
like,
much
whoa.
That stuff. Yeah, like whoa.
So okay. Now, two things that I noticed, and we didn't mention this. We got to roll real fast past this. We don't have time to really talk about it because we got to talk about you, Steve. And Warris has a ton of questions because, this is your thing. So, look, I know that Apple had an issue with the leaks this week. And number two, I heard Google is getting ready to go into a mixed reality headset piece. But we'll talk about that on another show.
Right. So much going on.
Let's talk about you, Steve. For everybody who doesn't know, you've never heard you, because, of course, the audience has grown from the last time you've been on here, and there are people out in other countries that may, Let's talk about STEMstars.org and you a little bit. And, Warris, I'm going to let you ride this because this is your lane, STEMstars and STEM education online.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So, Steve, where would you say that the impetus, where do you think the need came from as far as why you decided to birth STEMstars?
That's a great question. I'm a web developer for everyone, like you said, that may not know, just kind of getting familiar with what I'm doing and who I am. I'm a web developer myself. I build web and mobile applications. And really, when I was coming through the educational ranks on the K-12 level, there really was no kind of like computer training and there was a real void, a real gap in computer education when I was coming through an educational space. And then also even now, even in 2016, schools are still now just getting computer science fully acclimated into their curriculums. And what I wanted to do, I wanted to bring the real world element of science and technology into the classroom because, in a lot of the I'm on some of the advisory boards for a lot of school systems around here in Atlanta, and even some of the science and technology curriculums that they have, they send them over to me and I evaluate them. There's still, all due respect to a lot of the school systems, but, there are some things that I really felt as though that they were lacking. And I really felt as though, that entrepreneurship track of teaching kids how to code, how to build websites, how to build real mobile and web applications, and really how to really become real world entrepreneurs. Our primary focus on STEMstars is to train kids how to be the next Mark Zuckerberg, be the next Bill Gates, be the next Steve Jobs, and all of these. Our focus is giving students real world tools to allow them to really see what it's like to actually build web and real web and mobile applications. So we're taking students and we're giving them all the digital tools, you know, that they can utilize all of their, you know, creativity. We teach them how to build apps, and then we give them a platform to even crowdfund the projects once they finish. So we're taking students from A all the way to Z, and then really turning them into the next generation of entrepreneurs. And like I said, we give them real world deadlines, and we say, hey, you know, you have a group of four kids. Who's going to be the project manager? Who's going to be, you know, the developer? As if they were in a real working, real company
environment. Right.
And we're really teaching them, you know, how to structure out a plan, let's say 2 months, how to get their app done, how to get their website done, who's going to be assigning tasks and who's going to be fulfilling those tasks and things of that nature. So as I mentioned, I really wanted to give students, all the students on STEM Stars, real world experiences and real world tools like they're going to need when they get out of school, when they launch their own companies and things of that nature. So that was really the focus, to kind of, you know, because that next Mark Zuckerberg, that next, you know, tech entrepreneur we're going to have to get them young, because, you know, a lot of these, you know, and like you mentioned, these kids overseas, you know, they're, you know, America is like 109th, I think, right now, as far as education.
That's ridiculous.
It really is. You know, in comparison to our, you know, our financial wealth, our education system is worse than many of these, you know, so-called, and I definitely say so-called, you know, second and
third world
countries.
Right.
Yeah, you know, because they emphasize education. Like, we emphasize, you know, just getting by. They emphasize, you know, education is your only way out. I mean, because there's so many opportunities in this nation, you know, I mean, it's just,
right,
you know, kids, they're just seeing so much other stuff other than education. So
yeah, we emphasize the guns and religion while other people are getting ahead and emphasizing the technology that when America, you know, we have craziness that has hit the country,
right,
talking about making America great again. Well, you know, what has really, you know, people have failed to understand is that, you know, America's greatness has always come from its people. The people have been a resource. And when you have an education system
that
right now is not on track to actually keep up with the technology that's out there and the jobs that are out there, then, there's no way you can make America great when I've heard no talk of education. When you're talking about making jobs, well, there's jobs out here already that we can't fill because of the lack of education.
Exactly.
So, you know, the really greatness has to come from, you know, not just lip service, but us preparing these people for these jobs that are not future jobs. We're talking about jobs that are right here, right now.
Right now. Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
Very, 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 very astute of you to have seen a need and fill the gap. Now, I mean, people really don't understand, and you have firsthand experience of really understanding, I think, the gap. And I shouldn't even call it a gap, because when I say gap, you think of a space. I should call it a chasm. I should call it and I've been there. People don't understand the Grand Canyon space between where technology is today and where our education system is teaching our kids. So if you can elaborate for them what does that look like as far as the great divide that exists between what we're currently teaching and where we need to teach?
You know what, that's a great point. Here's the thing. You know, there are a lot of, like you mentioned, there's a lot of computer and technology jobs that are out here that are not being fulfilled. And one of the major, I guess you could say, voids also too, is there aren't enough teachers to teach science and technology, because a lot of the science and technology professionals are in their own lane. They're out here working and they're not necessarily teaching. So what you have is, you know, our focus on STEM Stars, like I said, is providing a platform where kids from anywhere can log in, regardless of economic background, wherever they live, Here's another thing, too. Here's another like fact and figure. The reason why most American kids don't get the a proper education is simply because of the area that they live in. You know, a kid in East Point is not going to get the same education as a kid in Alpharetta. That's just what it is. And you know, same thing for anybody else who, you know, lives in different areas. A kid in Watts is not going to get the same education as a kid in Beverly Hills. So what STEM Stars does to fill this education, you know, Grand Canyon, like you said, our focus is to provide a equal platform so that kids, no matter what their economic background is, no matter what their economic condition is, no matter where they live, all kids can get the exact same education. They can all get the same high-end science and technology education because it's all online. So a kid in East Point can log in and get the same education as a rich kid out there in Alpharetta. And that those types of initiatives, like the way we're doing it, is one of the ways that we can fill that, you know, that major, you know, glaring, you know, Grand Canyon void, because all of the kids in America now can log into STEM Stars and get the exact same education. And that's one of the ways we see kind of like fixing this major, you know, divide of the education system. So
absolutely. So yeah, I wanna you know, from your mind, because you've obviously, you know, been on the forefront and you're ahead of the curve that, you know, as you said, there's a lot of STEM, you know, things that are really just coming around, and you know, you've been talking about this, I've been talking about this, Kara's been talking about this forever. So from your vantage point, you know, we're here now. We have a deficit when it comes to technology and teaching in the schools.
Right.
What do you see? What is the future? Where are we? Because I know online learning is huge. We have a big, you know, virtual environment that is taking off also. You know, instead of Pokemon Go, a game, I can see where they're in future learning environments. What do you see as, you know, the future of learning and where we're going as a nation as far as technology and learning?
You know, the way I see this, in about 10 years, you know, hopefully, you know, we're getting integrated into a lot of different school systems. And I really want to start providing tools that really inspire that next generation learning, like, you know, to get some of these kids on VR and virtual reality and really give them, you know, a platform so that they can, you know, really inspire learning. Well, one of the things that we do on STEM Stars, like I said, we allow students to collaborate together from anywhere. Kind of like, you know, I guess the best description we can give is like we're a Slack for K-12. I'm sure you're familiar with Slack. It allows kids, allows people to collaborate from anywhere and work on projects. With that being said, when you have all of these kids kind of like feeding off of each other, I really think that that's the way to really stimulate learning. And you know, when once a kid sees another kid, you know, getting scholarships to, you know, for virtual reality or getting scholarships to or grants to build games and things like that, that's going to inspire learning. And I really think these students now, these kids, they you know, the way they're going to be inspired is for people like us, like myself, you, and other IT professionals to show them, hey, this is what is possible. Because right now, they have very few examples of what is possible. You know what I mean? They see Mark Zuckerberg and some of that, but they're not able to communicate or talk with any of these. Like, you know, like again, like on STEM Stars, you know, I put these kids in, you know, allow them to interact, you know, we allow real IT professionals, real guys and real people that have began startups and things like that to show them, to inspire them, saying, hey, look, you know, you're not just learning the X's and O's of coding. Like, this is what you can be. You know what I mean? If you, you know, sit down, focus, and do your work at the end of your, you know, at the end of your learning cycles, you know, you can build an app that can be like the next Pokemon Go. So, you know, giving kids real, real tangible people to interact and to show them what is possible. I think that is the next, you know, the way to really inspire these kids out here.
Yes, and you know what? It's funny you say that, because actually that is one of the prerequisites that we have came up with. So at a state level, I was working with the Department of Education, and at the state level for Georgia, we have a bunch of criteria that talks about how are we going to, for the next wave of people that are educated, how are we going to inspire this next level of people that are coming up? And one of the things we found is that absolutely. Well, one of the things that you've already said is, yeah, they need hands-on, right? They need to be able to build. They need to be able to do things, because the old way of sitting in a classroom and expecting a kid to, you know, raise their hand straight up in the air and respond to questions is so antiquated. And, you know, the antithesis of how we're learning. And the first part of what you were saying as far as, you know, getting into groups and separating them into different, you know, tasks and explaining to them the roles that are needed in the different areas of not only technology, of project management that I wish somebody had explained to me when I was younger. You know, those are very crucial to having kids connect to this technology. And then the next step is definitely that. It is, how do we, as, you know, practitioners that are in the actual field, there's a need for us to go back and show these kids, hey, this is what we learned, and let me tell you how this is applicable in our everyday life. How I do use calculus, how you thought that, well, calculus doesn't have an application, but let me show you here how I can, you know, use that in looking at, you know, equations and thinking about things differently. So that is a need that, you know, before it wasn't looked at as an important thing to have, you know, a person that's a practitioner. But now kids are starving for that. Kids are no longer just wanting to have you sit in classes. That's why I feel that robotics has become such a powerful, impactful way to teach kids, because just like autonomy is a way that we have robotics that not only on plant floors all throughout America, you have products that are being developed, but we're talking about outer space. You have a lot of autonomous robots, and all the way to, you know, autonomy that's coming to us in the form of driving or driverless vehicles.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's so much application right now that if we just sit down and just really just have one lane, you don't even have to have, you know, several lanes, but one lane where you're showing kids or teaching kids that it's just so impactful. You're saying
this is what your possibilities are. This is, you know, you got to show kids the end goal. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't just, you know, it's hard to tell a 15, 16-year-old kid, even well, just one of the things, like, throughout just being a adolescent, it's hard. Kids only live in the now. And the only way they get out of now is to show them the end goal. You know, you have to show them, hey, look, you know, and if you do this now, you're going to be in that space where you know, some of these top tech you know, gurus and millionaires and billionaires are. But you have to show them that it is tangible. Like,
and you know what's funny, Steve? Though it's funny because, you know, we talk about the Zuckerbergs and we talk about people who have made it just immensely rich. But, you know, to me, I think one of the biggest selling points is you talk to any kid and you let them, you say, hey, you know what the national average is for a two-family income in America? And then you show them, starting out of college, you can be making more than the national average for a two-family income.
That's right.
Two,
that's
not,
right.
not one.
That's right.
We're talking about, and for me, one of the biggest things that I realized, because I was doing tours for a long time for Lockheed, it was inspiration to have an engineer that could really put words together and speak somewhat eloquently, right? So they were like, wow, he can really, you know, he doesn't need to, you know, have a teleprompter. He's, you know, he's not speaking over people's heads. He's talking to them. So people were really amazed. They're like, wow, he can really talk to them. But what really amazed me is that when, you know, when you talk to kids, one of the first things they want to know is how much money you make, right?
And
it doesn't –
they
got to see it. And when you start telling them, well, you know what, let me talk about my houses, my cars,
right.
And not to brag or boast, you just say, hey, this is a lifestyle that, you know, anybody in their right mind would want. They would want vacations, you know, in the tropics several
right.
times a year. You know,
they
would want to
well.
Be on cruises, right? They want these things, but a lot of times they don't understand that, you know, that what they envision as gold as far as sports and all these other things that are, you know, theoretically, not even, let's not theoretically, but mathematically are
yeah.
The likelihood and possibility of you becoming one of these is virtually non-existent, but you can have 100%
yeah.
chance of becoming an engineer or a scientist if you apply yourself.
Man, that is so real. Let me tell you, these kids, what is end goal for them is Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? Because our culture shows them the end goal is you know, Young Gambino and Drake and all of these
right.
people. Nobody, our media, African-American media, and
poison.
I hate to, you know, I hate to just throw it on our culture, but our media has the responsibility to start showing more types of, because there's lawyers out here, there's doctors out here, there's engineers out here that are getting just as much, you know, that are earning just as much as some of these rappers, but they don't
right.
get shown just simply because of the brainwashing of our culture. Our culture
right.
now, the only people that are displayed as an end goal to these 15, 16, 17, to these young people, they only think the only way to get out of their current situation is to be a rapper or to you know what I mean, or you know, to be a sports figure. Nobody
right.
else, nobody else is on Front Street as you can be an African-American engineer, because there's brothers out here that's doing it, and we're out here, you know, because we're in the time now where, you know what I mean, like all of that stuff is fine, but the paradigm shift is happening. And the paradigm shift is, okay, it's now about the digital person, you know, the digital guy, you know, the
right.
female CEO of this biometric firm, or the, you know, the female leader of this tech firm, or the guy
right.
who's, you know, who's launching this media company. Like, it's just not about sports and entertainment all the time, and that's all our culture knows. And I'm trying to really
right.
break that mental cycle off of our culture. Because, like, you know, because a lot of the jobs are shifting, and you know, it's just no excuse for our culture to just kind of, like, when we look at technology, we're almost, like, totally oblivious to this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it is something that Cairo and I talk about all the time. You know, all African Americans, we all have iPads, we all have computers, we all have smartphones, but none of us not enough of us are creating tools for those products. Like, we all have that stuff in our hand, but we're just using it. We're not creating anything. Like, we don't make smartphones. We don't make computers. We could easily do that. But, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. Like, if a guy gets $1 million, you know what I mean? Like, you know, most African Americans, a guy, you know, a guy's aunt passes and leaves him, you know, $500,000, $1 million, the first thing he's probably going to go and do is start a record label. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To where he or she could go
wow.
and build a real
yep. not invest in a company, not invest in a business, but buy something that's a luxury, a trapping of life, a big house,
exactly.
You know, a Lamborghini, something
yes.
that is depreciative instead of something that's going to acquire you more wealth. And that's what
that's
I really
our,
want
that's our
you know
culture.
People to really start getting tuned into. It's the biggest struggle that should have is this building of your legacy, and a part of that is
absolutely.
The security of your family. And one of that is you know, we talked about you know, insurance is huge, you know, people
yeah.
having insurance and being able to leave a legacy through setting themselves up correctly. And you know, part of that is you know, the investments that you make, you know, the
absolutely.
401k, you know, all the things that are out there right now, investing in the stock market. You know, there's so much money to be made, and yet, you know, there's our country, which is behind. And then as a people, as a race of people, the African-American culture, we need to catch up because our country is behind doesn't mean we have to be. And,
absolutely.
You know, there is so much need. If you look at us, and when I say us, I mean Americans. If you look at us and where we're at globally and how the landscape has changed with India competing, with China competing, we have no zero. And there was a figure that talked about how for every one person that's graduating in America, you have 6 and 7 in China that are getting their technical degrees, right? So we're talking about, you know, they're 7 times as many. And there was and this was years ago, there was a study, and it's probably even more now because exponentially they have more people. They're not doing, you know, they're not big on abortions and that kind of things in their culture. Because, again, it's a cultural thing to have abortion. It's not a, you know, I don't think that people all around the world are just having abortions like Americans. No, we're murdering our babies. I'm not even going to say that it's anything less than that. But if you look at the numbers, if you look at the self-hate that we keep on, you know, perpetuating, if you look at, and I'll say it, it's the 25% of the smartest people in India is larger than our entire population.
That's
the
insane.
Smartest people,
that's
you know,
insane.
Because they have billions.
That's their culture.
Billions.
Their culture encourages that, yes. Their
in,
culture
so
encourages,
I had, yeah, I had, this is one of the most, I think, it was a transparent conversation I had, and I'll never forget this guy who, when we spoke, he said that the emphasis on education is the difference between where you are and where you're going to be in the future. And
this
I said, you're so right.
This conversation has gotten so deep
and you know what he told me?
I knew you would love each other.
And let me tell you. And you know what this guy told me? He said, if my child, and he looked at me and he said, if my child comes home with a 98, I will tell them to go back to school and get the 2 points. And that's what's missing.
And see, now imagine if that was nationwide. Imagine if that was applied in the public school system. Because, I mean, only 25 to 30% of kids actually are privileged enough to go to private school. So the rest of the kids that are out here are in public school system, and the public school system is just strained. It's just stressed, you know, past. It's just stressed out, and it's hard for teachers in the public school system to really, you know, to emphasize that kind of learning. And if we had that same kind of push the way, you know, other countries have, you know, our public school systems could easily be at the top, you know what I mean? But it's just like I said, our system, I mean, look, we don't even hardly pay teachers, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think about that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
the opposite. We're the opposite country. We pay our athletes millions and pay our doctors and teachers in the hundreds of thousands of spaces.
Exactly.
Or not even hundreds of thousands. The teachers get paid low-end pricing when that's the most important job next to being a doctor out here in the country and the president.
Absolutely.
So, we got about 12 minutes left in the show, and we didn't even get to the rest of your platform, Steve.
Okay,
STEM Stars was the focus of the show, but I know we wanted to cover a little bit more of all the other 4 million other companies you have raised up. And so you understand, I actually had the children at the last camp we did last month to go and look up we had a 16-year-old in the class, and I had them all go do research on, you know, Snapchat, because they were all talking about Snapchat, and I was like, everybody look up Snapchat on your phone. I said, everybody tell me how much Snapchat is valued at, how much is Snapchat worth? And so they were like, whoa, you know, even a 9-year-old, whoa, and I was like, look up how old the creator of Snapchat was when he created Snapchat, and when he sold it, and how much it was sold, and I told him to stand up. I was like, Joshua, stand up. I said, read that for me.
You know what, if nothing else is going to inspire people to start learning how to do this stuff, I mean, one deal in the tech space is worth more than a lot of these. And I hate to even put it in a fine and just make it about money, but this is what I'm saying. If our culture just kind of, you know, gravitated towards focusing on you know, that thing, you've got to create stuff for the new economy now. Like, we can't just keep just doing the same old stuff, because that's not going to get us out of this economic quandary that we're in. But that's a whole nother story. But I did want to you know, like Mark said, I did want to touch on a couple other projects that I'm working on right now. I mentioned DigiLife, and I've been working on DigiLife for like the past 5 months. I know we kind of running long time here, but I've been working on DigiLife for the past 3-4 months, and you know, that was we're focusing a lot on all science and technology, and kind of like TechCrunch, Wired magazine, The Verge, and all that stuff. So I'm really I'm really pushing and working for so that you know, we're on that level coming in. Another project I'm working on right now is called Nubby, and Mog is a, you know, big fan of Nubby. Kyra's a huge fan of Nubby. She loves it. What it is, it is a social discovery tool, and it allows people to grab pieces of the web from all over and share them in real time on one single platform, and it's called nubbing. So, like, when you grab something, you know, as you're surfing the web, you know, you love this link, you grab that link, you nub it and shorten it down, condense it, and then you share it within our community all in real time. The platform is awesome. I mean, it's, you know, getting rave reviews. It's actually a built-in component into DigiLife. So definitely want everybody to check out Nubby. You know, Nubby the Hedgehog, it's just awesome, man. It's like, you know, short, cute, and just it's amazing. Everybody, you know, loves it. It's Nubby, Nubby.co. You know, we're connected into the Facebook API so that you can just log in. It takes, like, you know, you can join Nubby in like, you know, 4 seconds.
And I even made a song up for it.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a song. Yeah, she got, I mean, she got a song.
Wow.
So, what were you about to say, Warren?
I was just saying, I've been nubbing. I just started nubbing, and I didn't know that you are the nub master. You are the nub guru. You are the nubster domstress. Wow, the nub master is in the house. I can't even think of any more.
Everybody loves Nubby.
Yeah, everybody loves Nubby. I can see how that can really take hold in our culture, because that to me is just brilliant, especially with, you know, the condensed, you know, all kinds of
URL.
Things that are condensed right now. Yeah, the URLs that you are, you know, you don't want to put something out there. And, yeah, that is absolutely amazing. And not only that, a part of search engine optimization where people are able to find you is really how you're being shared out there, that people don't understand that not only are your meta tags, but, well, you know, we preaching to the choir, but we have to educate people about this out there,
right?
So, yeah.
Right.
So that's another part. So sometimes people think, well, you know, I just put this website up. It has a catchy name to it. Then people are going to find it. No, there's layers to this, right?
Absolutely.
There's rules to this, as they'd say. So there's, you know, there's the one layer would be the metadata, the tags that you put on your website that say search, and this is what goes there. But another part of this is how you're going to be ranked with Google, because if Google sees that everywhere you're being nubbed, you like how I threw that in there.
You.
That,
Thank
you.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. For all those like who just kind of like getting into internet culture and how Google works on what they call backlinks. Backlinks and SEO. Backlinks is when people have your, you know, your blog or your website, your stuff is shared by other people. That's how Google pushes you higher up to the top. If nobody is sharing your content, your you know, your blog or your website,
you're lame.
It's lame. You are always you're on page 15 of Google, which is not going to help. And that's the thing. Like, you know, all of these people out here, you know, they may have blogs and they may have websites and they may have, you know, Instagram accounts and all of that stuff here, but it's like if it's not being shared, Google's just like, you know, we don't know you. And
right,
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's why tools like Nubby are so important, because once your link is nubbed and shared, you're getting automatic backlinks. So basically,
exactly.
the more you tell people to share,
the more you nub,
the more you nub, the more you nub, the more you know. Exactly. I like this guy.
Right.
It's catchy.
Everybody nub with me. I'm gonna make a rap about this, yo. You're gonna come nub with me.
Man, we're gonna put that on blast for everybody gonna know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is another great thing too. Nubby, you can get Nubby on your website. You can install it easily in your website. We got a small JavaScript applet that basically you could just install in your website in seconds. Just copy and paste it into the code, and that's another thing too.
Into the server, right?
Automatic backlinks, automatic. You know what I mean? So now,
give them a quick. Because I know we don't have that long. I think we've given them such a taste of technology. This is just
Afro.
You know, this is we. But if you just really quickly talk to them about API, because people may have heard it but don't understand what APIs are.
Okay. All right. Great question. All right. What an API is basically that allows your website to be connected with another website seamlessly. So if you have a blog, or if you want people to be able to log in easily into your website, you can just connect into the Facebook API. And when somebody tries to log in your website, it automatically just sends a message just to Facebook, and Facebook, you know, says, okay, they're cool, they can just log in. So basically, it's connecting two websites together. And that's you'll notice like what an API is. Like most websites you go to, it'll say log in with Facebook or log in with Twitter or log. And that's of course we have that too. But now check this out. We've got our own API right now. This we've been testing out the past few days. Basically, soon you'll be able to log in with Nubby, and so that means
awesome.
So everywhere you go, you can nub these links, and it automatically posts to your profile, and it's automatically tagged to you. So that increases even more backlinks and all
traffic.
That money, so all
there
of
you go.
That traffic like crazy. That is the main thing. You know, the Nubby, because that's what I'm saying. Nobody else really cares, like, you know, if you get traffic or not. We want to help people get exposure, get traffic, get seen and get heard. And that's what we're all about. And we've given them a platform to go ahead and do that. So Nubby.co. Tell everybody, get everybody on there and just start Nubby.
Get your Nub on.
Get your
nub on. Everybody, get your nub on.
Get your nub on. That's right.
I love it. And what I love is that, and man, I wish that, you know, more people would emphasize, you know, and they would be more, you know, rappers out there talking about, you know, technology instead of, you know, what's on the current culture. So, I mean, I really congratulate you for, doing this and stepping out and really giving an opportunity, because what you're doing is going to affect people. You know, you're doing something that is really not only timely, it's not only needed, but this is something that is mandatory right now,
absolutely.
Right? This is something
absolutely.
That we have to have in order
That's
to compete.
Right.
Our number one, to me, strategic risk is not having people to do these jobs that we have as Americans. So if you love America like people claim to love America, then you should be out here supporting these companies and these people,
That's right.
you know, like
yeah.
that,
That's
that
right.
are doing these things. So stemstars.org, I'm an advocate. I'm about to put a link up in fathertrue.com. And that's how we roll. We have to definitely support each other and keep the nubbing going.
Show me some nub.
Show me some nub.
Other platforms. Everybody knows Steve for Digital Afro, and Digital Afro 2.0 is the new platform that he has. So for everybody that doesn't understand, DigiLife, Digital Afro, Nubby, and Stem Stars is all this man on the phone.
Steve,
thank you so much for coming on. Of course, you know, you're always welcome to come back because you have another other ideas that are going to flow too. And Steve, meet Father True. FatherTrue.com is also one of our affiliate sponsors and is actually going to be teaching at Microsoft Store on Thursday. So please bring your kids 4 to 6. Go on the website. That is a Nubby
4
link.
To 8.
Go to the Nubby
That's
link
right.
and go and get to sign up so you can
awesome.
Bring your family and we can learn about robots.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Robin.
Awesome.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Warren.
Hey, thank you, Steve.
Hey,
man. It was a pleasure.
Good talking
Queen.
With you, my
thank
bro.
You
and
we'll definitely connect.
Jackson.
Oh, we'll get
to us.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, good talk. Hey, great talking with y'all, man. And talk with y'all again soon.
Everybody
All right. God willing.
Everybody share
okay.
the show when you see
get
it.
Your
share
nub
show
on.
When you see it. Get your nub on. Hey, man.
Get
I appreciate that, man.
Get
definitely.
All right. No doubt.
Stay up now. Take it easy now. See y'all later.
Bye.
Okay. Bet. Thanks a lot, y'all. Take it easy, boys. All right now. Bet.
It's 9.